What if I have a mental disability? 6 out of 10. For those of you who have been following us for a while, you may know that mental disability is a common point among one team of testers. Even though open worlds such as Spider-Man may second be attractive to them, it's often a complex type of game because of the diversity of activities available. And yet, there aren't any specific presets here. Although motor and sensory presets have been given a lot of attention, mental disabilities are once again left out, even though it's the audience that is the most in need of assistance navigating menu settings, especially when they're written like this. It's true that many elements from the other presets will be helpful, but it's still disappointing that the players who have the most difficulty navigating settings menus are the only ones who aren't provided any support with a single click in a quick profile. However, let's still take a look at what Spider-Man 2 provides to support mentally disabled and neurodiverse players. Let's start with some elements touched upon in previous sections. Audio support is, in fact, very advanced. Every aspect is customizable, and you can keep only what's essential, such as augmented voices and gameplay sounds. This is also the case for visual support, especially regarding color choices for interactive objects. For example, choosing a bright color for collectibles with a sharp contrast, if needed, will help players detect what's really necessary. These options are particularly useful for helping players to concentrate on the key elements in Spider-Man 2. Spider-Man 2 allows you to adjust the game's difficulty according to your abilities. This begins with which level you choose, but the settings will enable you to drill down much more precisely by changing the difficulty for each game aspect. Do you enjoy fights, but you get lost in the city? If so, set combat to spectacular and exploration to a friendly neighborhood. Puzzles are problems to solve where you'll have to assemble molecules or rearrange spaces. If these sections are difficult for you, there's an option that simplifies them. In the first edition of Spider-Man, it was possible to solve them automatically, but in Spider-Man 2, a setting will give you explicit clues to allow you to solve them. This will allow you to fine-tune the game's difficulty level to avoid too much frustration or getting stuck on what may be difficult for you to understand. In addition, it's also possible to reduce the game's speed to allow you a longer amount of time to react. You can also toggle QTE, quick time events, to automatic. There will be moments during the game when you'll have less than a second to push a button. But let's move on to the game itself. Once you've set out into this big city, you'll have to find your way around. The main storyline jumps between Peter and Miles, with flashbacks from the past. So, you'll need to be able to understand that. And, like every open world, there will be many side missions and treasure hunts. Your selected quest will be displayed on screen during the game, and an icon will direct you towards it. Unfortunately, the icon points towards the final objective as the crow flies. In other words, if your objective is 800 meters in front of you, the icon will be right under your nose, even if there's a skyscraper between you and your objective. This problem happens often in this type of game and is very tilting for someone who has difficulty imagining the detours necessary to arrive at the objective. At least in Spider-Man 2, if a skyscraper is in your way, you can continue straight ahead and climb up the walls. As far as gameplay is concerned, there's an on-screen reminder telling you which buttons to push, and this appears almost constantly during combat, including auto-heal, web shots, abilities and special tools available. Actions are explained to you as you go through the game, and most of them can be found under settings. Tools, skills and abilities are displayed with controller key reminders, keywords highlighted, and a brief video on their use for the benefit of illiterate players. There are fewer details about basic moves, but most can be found in the moves menu. To find your way around in the game, you'll need to keep an eye on the minimap in the bottom right-hand corner or open up a big map under menus. Icons represent missions and include hunter bases, prowler stashes and EMF experiments, Peter and Harry's foundation. What's more, you can use Spider-Man's sight by holding down the right stick, R3, and display missions in the nearby area, as well as air currents, which will allow you to get around more quickly by Delta Plane. A luminous beam in the sky identifies each mission. Use this ability at the top of a tower for greater visibility. So, there are some interesting functionalities to help people concentrate on their mission and find their way. With the team's help, we noticed that it's still not enough because there isn't any way to activate them automatically. Without a specific menu or highlighting these supports, Nico reminds us that he prefers not to touch anything in case he makes a mistake and messes everything up. So, he plays without any of these supports and, most of the time, waits for one of his friends to get past the difficult bits for him. Remy was frustrated and even tilted by not understanding why he couldn't continue the next part of the mission. However, he was standing right on that big, yellow icon without realizing the mission was 200 m further along, behind the building. So, you'll need some external support to help you adjust the game settings according to your needs. Most of the functionalities are there once you can find them. There's one critical thing missing, though, and that's a screen reader for the many people who can't read very well.